Father's Loving Arms by B.V. Bear. Miss him, yes, you always will, but pain he will no longer know. You'll see his face again in every passing cloud, but now the time has come for him to go. In your heart he will forever live. Try not to shed endless tears. In your dreams and in your thoughts, his voice you'll always hear. May you find comfort in these words, for this you should always know. When it's your time to leave us, your Father's loving arms will welcome you home. Connie by B.V. Bear. My mother's name was Constance. Everyone called her Connie. I loved her so, she was my best friend. I just called her Mommy. She died one April morning, almost 7 years ago. Not a day goes by I don't think of her. Sometimes the tears still flow. She was taken without warning. I couldn't say goodbye. I touched her face at the memorial. My heart just wanted to die. In my dreams at night I'll hear her. She'll say no more tears. I can feel her arms around me. She takes away my fear. She was a good and decent woman. She raised her family with love. Taught us the difference in right and wrong. Now she's an angel from above. When my time has come, when my race is run, she'll hold me close and say, "Welcome home, son." My mother's name was Connie. I write this as a tribute to the woman I called Mommy. Georgia Memories by B.V. Bear. It was a sultry night in Georgia. I heard the mournful sound of a train whistle blowing, so I made my way down Main Street to a little sidewalk cafe where the coffee was a-flowing. There sat a man and woman holding each other's hands, the same thing you and I once did before you had to die. I remember the last time I held your hands, it was to kiss you and say goodbye. On that sultry night in Georgia, where the train whistle was once a-blowing, I had to take my coffee to go before my tears began a-flowing. The love has found me once again. No one could ever take your place. My Georgia memories bring a smile to my heart. Sometimes they bring a tear to my face. Hitchin' a Ride by B.V. Bear. A lonely stretch of highway, I've got so far to go. Thumb goes out with each passing car, I've got to get back home. Here I am, I'm hitching a ride, praying as every car goes by. Won't someone just stop for me? I've got to say goodbye. She's holding on to see me, that's what my family said. Oh dear God, please help me, I'm just so filled with dread. I've really got to see her, just 10 more miles to go. Let her hold on just long enough for me to say I love you so. An old man stops and asks me, "Where you heading, son?" I'm heading home to see my mom before her race is run. I'm heading home to Nashville. I was down in New Orleans. The doctors say it won't be long. I've got to say my piece. I'm standing at her bedside, she's holding my hand tight. She smiles and says, "I love you, son." I tell her everything will be all right. Just one last time, before she closes her eyes, I kiss her gently on the cheek. I say, "I will always love you, Mom. Now go with God and rest in peace." Plains of Kansas by B.V. Bear. Tonight on the plains of Kansas, a cowboy rides alone on a dusty trail, hungry and tired. He's riding hard for home. With storm clouds on the horizon, he's fighting to beat the rain. As lightning streaks across the sky, he gallops across the windswept plains. Watching the rain from inside the barn, a cigarette in his hand, he knows his days are growing short. He'll miss his life upon the land. He'll be leaving soon to be with his beloved wife. It's been too long since he's seen her. She was the love of his life. The years since she has passed have taken their toll on him. Here at his home in Kansas, the lights of life are growing dim. Tonight on the plains of Kansas, this cowboy rides alone. The cancer that has ravaged him will finally take him home.